1690, welcome back to The Come Up. I'm the host, the white boy with sauce. You know, we have another special guest tonight on The Come Up, bro. We have D Money Rex. Yo, how you feeling, man?
Yo, I'm turnt for real. I appreciate y'all having me on this shit for
bro,
real.
Bro, thank you for pulling up, bro. Out of everyone that we've had so far, your reach out to us, dude, was the best one. It was so wholesome, it was so respectable. I loved it so much. Honestly, it was the most memorable one we've had, so I'm happy to have you.
Happy and to be here.
Your music awesome too. I'm so excited to play it, dude. So right before we get into our show, so we have a few things before we get into it. So next week there won't be a show because we have an event happening November 28th. We are doing a sequel to our Halloween event. It's not going to be a Halloween event because it's end of November, so, you know, duh. And, but yeah, we are doing our event back at Reggie's at Concordia. So it is basically an end of semester event. So be there, bring your friends. As long as you have a student ID, you can pull up. So if it's like a college ID, Dawson ID, Vanya ID, Concordia ID, McGill ID, any school ID works. If you don't have a school ID, $5. Not that expensive, you know. It's like a bag of chips, so like, you know, pull up. It's gonna be a blast. We're having LD Entertainment performing, doing the DJ sets. We're also having a few special performances as well, so that's a surprise, but we're not gonna tell anyone about that. But anyways, be there, it's gonna be amazing. So now for tonight, besides the Money Rex, we also have another surprise for you guys. We have Shortcake with her new single that just came out called Drunken Love featuring Vice. This one's been on my radar for a minute because I saw her perform recently. Well, not recently, during the summer, and she killed it. It was amazing. Y'all should really check her out. She's got tons of great music on the way. And tons of great music already released too. Y'all gotta, like, it's honestly crazy. It's gonna be amazing. But yo, we're not even gonna, like, wait on that. So you know what? Without further ado, this is Drunken Love by Shortcake and Vice. You're listening at first, The Come Up, 1690.
Je te traite comme un roi. Sur toi mon cœur il bat. Je me prègne de ta fragrance. Suis le rythme de mes hanches. Je pète qui on s'ambiance. Je suis drunken. Je suis drunk in love. Je suis drunken. Je suis drunk in love encore. Corps à corps mon cœur il bat. Dans tes yeux je suis en transe. Suis le rythme de mes hanches. Drunk in love on s'ambiance. Je suis drunken. Je suis drunk in love.
My emotions, I'm focused on your motion. Keep going, I'm intoxicated. You got me contemplating your body in a way that I've been waiting to see like that for so long. Baby, keep going like that, hold on. Try to make it last, baby, I'm too far gone. Pour another one, baby, I'm right back on. Trying to give my all to you and then talk. The way you read my mind, it's like you became a part of me. Baby, I don't mind if your poison will take over me. Body language is your love language and it's speaking volumes to me. Nothing ever gets lost in the translation. What I say, I'ma do, I mean it. When I'm calling on you, just handy in my system. I need you right now.
I need you right now.
I'm on my way, what I got in mind, I can say over the phone.
Sur toi, mon cœur est bon. Je me prègne de ta fragrance. Suis le rythme de mes hanches. Je suis drunk in love. Je suis drunk in love.
69, that was Shortcake Drunken Love featuring Vice. Yo, can't wait to hear more of her soon. We're going to have her on the show very soon, hopefully. Probably in January. We are fully booked until February. So you know what? Until then, see you soon, Shortcake. Because right now we got D-Money Rex. Yo, how you feeling, man?
Bro, I'm turned overly.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So yo, let's get into the basics. So yo, tell the viewers at home, who are you? What you do?
So my name, D-Money Rex.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I've been making music for a while now. I'm a chill dude, for real. Like, I like making music. I'm very artistic. You know what I'm saying? I'm into, like, fashion. I used to draw a lot growing up, too.
Oh, for real?
Like, growing up, actually, drawing was, like, one of my favorite things to do. My brother got me into fashion, for real. Like, he was just creative with it, doing certain shit, like, making his own pieces. You know what I'm saying? And I was the type, like, I like doing shit myself. Mm-hmm. So once I see something I like, I'm going to try to do it. You know what I'm saying? For me.
100%. So you make it your own.
Yeah, basically. Kind of like with the music too, because my brother was into music too. So it was like, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with it and I was like, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to just see, you know what I'm saying, what I could do for myself within that space. And then it just started becoming more of like an expression for real. Just being able to, you know what I'm saying, be yourself through the music.
100%. Yo, for real, like, through your music, dude, you can tell that it's like really you. Like, compared to all the other artists that we had, I feel like yours really stands out, because like, you can really tell there's like the authenticity, and like, everyone else has the authenticity too, but for you, it makes it like it's your own, it's unique, it's really your story. And that's what I really like about your music, and that's why it stands out. So what made you like get into music? So like, fashion and art, like, obviously that kind of correlates, but like, what made you get into music specifically?
Music specifically, I feel like I come from a musical background.
Mm-hmm.
Like, music was always in my family, you know what I'm saying? From instruments, like growing up, you know, I have two older brothers and both of them used to play drums. And to me personally, I feel like hip hop is probably like the closest things to drums, because it's like majority of it has to do with rhythm. So it's like, you know what I'm saying, they say in music the drum is like the heart to a beat.
Yeah,
I feel like it's the same thing with flows. Like, you know what I'm saying, nowadays, like, if you have a unique flow, you know what I'm saying, it catches on quick, because it's like it's a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I always had that heartbeat, you know what I'm saying, within me growing up. I was also into guitar. Like, I used to play guitar. I went to school.
Oh,
you know
no
what I'm
way.
saying. And you know what I'm saying, they used to teach guitar, so like, I signed up, you know what I'm saying, to learn how to play guitar and shit. And it was just fun. Like I think it's the frequency of it, like real natural frequencies, you know, it puts you in a certain place, it allows you to feel certain emotions. I think that's really where it comes from, especially, you know what I'm saying, me being someone that loves to like express myself. I think, you know what I'm saying, music is the best way to do so.
Yo, for real, honestly, music is such a unique way to like express not just yourself, but also just like emotions in general. And like, even depending on the artist, like, you can have certain artists provide such unique emotions. And I feel like with yours too, like, it's such like a broad scope, like there's so much like variety to it. That's why I think it's like really like special too. And like, how would you say that correlates with your fashion? Does that like have like, how did that like correlate?
I'm gonna be real, I think it correlates, but not directly, because fashion is a whole another lane for me. Like, I feel like with fashion, for real, it's more about being comfortable in your own skin.
I like that.
Because in music, you can make not being comfortable sound good. So music is more about like manipulation of energy for me, and like vibrations and frequency to like paint a certain picture or a certain story, or to have people feel a certain type of way. Some people with fashion might do the same thing, however, it's not the same for me. For me, fashion is more about, you know, like truly being comfortable in your interests. For instance, like if you're into dark colors, you're gonna portray or like wear different dark colors in different ways, but it's still like an extension of yourself. However, in music, you could like tap into a certain sound that isn't necessarily your type of sound. Like, that's not the type of music you make on a day to day. But you're still able to like tap into that as if it was your sound type. I feel like with fashion, you could do the same, but like fashion, especially for me, seeing as how like I like to, you know what I'm saying, put it on every day, it's more of something that's like, it's more like a home.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so to say.
Something that makes you feel like a calling almost.
Exactly.
I like that.
It keeps you grounded too.
For real, how?
Because it's like, some people, like let me give you an example. If I have a bad fit on, which I never do, if I have a bad fit on, you know, like I might be all in my head, like, yo, I don't know, like I don't feel as comfortable. I don't feel as like I'm myself, you feel me? But like if I have a type of fit, you know what I'm saying, that's fire, that I feel is me, then you're more able to like be yourself. You're more confident in how you walk, how you talk. So that's how I feel like fashion could keep you grounded.
100%. Like it's such a unique way to like represent who you are too.
Yeah.
Like everyone has like their own style too. So I feel like that's really cool. And I think what's really interesting about what you said about your music, too, well not music, but like just music in general, about how like you can use specific like, not perspectives, but like talk about like your stories and like how you're like with fashion, you're also like comfortable in your skin and how it makes you feel at home. So are there any instances where you make yourself feel uncomfortable on purpose
in fashion?
Yeah, or in general, like just like with music or in fashion or even art.
I feel like as an artist, you got to. I feel like it's part of the job, because if you don't, then you don't, like, it's kind of like you're putting yourself in a box. You're not allowing yourself to expand and try new things. So like in music, for instance, like kind of like I mentioned earlier, like trying different things that you probably wouldn't do on a day to day would be a way for you to make yourself feel uncomfortable. So in doing so, you might discover a new sound, you might discover a new version of yourself, and you might also discover that whatever it is you're trying is not for you. So it's kind of like a win-win. I feel like trying new stuff is always a win-win. Even like with fashion, like growing up, I was a little bit chubby. I couldn't really wear skinny jeans, you feel me? But like I had to try it to see, you know what I'm saying, like the outcome, how it would look like. Uh-huh. So like wearing skinny jeans allowed me to see that, okay, it's not really meant for me, so I'm gonna try other stuff, I'm gonna see what fits, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes you go through a phase where like maybe at the moment it's not for you, but you try it again, you know what I'm saying, later on, and then you discover, yeah, then it's like you developed, it's like you reach a new level where it's like maybe at the time it was for you, but now that, you know what I'm saying, you've grown, you come back to it, it feel like a glove.
Exactly. Yeah, like sometimes it's just a matter of place and time too, I feel like.
Yeah.
It all depends on what your headspace is and your personality too at the time. And obviously, it's all very fluid. So you can be one person at one point in time and also be another person at another point in time.
Yeah.
And I think that could be very special. And how would you say, like, has that ever happened with your music too, where like you would focus on one style but after like it changed? Has that ever happened?
All the time. I feel like for someone like me, like I said, I like experimenting. I have like different types of music I listen to. So
who do you listen to, by the way?
I listen to like my core artists that I listen to would be like Future, Young Thug, mm-hmm. Playboi Carti,
yeah,
Ken Carson.
Okay.
Those is like the core, like Lil Uzi, like, cause I came up off of like my favorite type of music to listen to was like 2016 vibes,
SoundCloud era.
Exactly. Like, yo, the SoundCloud era was really just so colorful for me.
For real.
It was just so colorful, everything was like so vibrant, so alive type. So like being the type of guy I am, you know what I'm saying, it just resonated with me. Like I resonated with it so much, so that's really what I listen to. So like
I like that.
Yeah, I forgot your question though. I was about to answer.
Like for music in general, but honestly, we can even keep talking about the SoundCloud era, because you know what's interesting? On one of our most recent episodes, we were talking about which era was better,
yeah,
the blog era or the SoundCloud era.
I'm not too familiar with the blogger. I ain't gonna hold
really?
You. Really? I've never heard of that, to be honest. This is the first time I heard the blogger.
Blogger would be like J. Cole,
Kid Rock,
Mac Miller.
Okay.
Like that era.
That was the era. Travis I have Scott. To respect that era.
Yo, for real.
To be honest, this is what I can say about it. Like, the blog era was very much like. It was for people that had a deep mind.
Conceptually.
Exactly. So I feel like for the type of people that have like a deep mind, you know what I'm saying? That like, you know what I'm saying? Like raising their consciousness. Like just, you know, like just going deeper than what meets the eye or like what, you know what I'm saying?
You want to think about stuff.
Exactly. I feel like those people resonate more with that era. I was lucky because my brother put me on to both. I grew up on both. Like, I was a true, genuine Cole fan. Mm-hmm. I was a true K-Dot fan before I was a Cardi fan, before I was a Young Thug fan. So, like, you know what I'm saying? I feel as though, however, the 2016 era, though, appeals more to the youth. It's more of, like, it's easy to listen to.
That's true.
It's easier to listen to, like you don't have to think as much. It's less, I wouldn't say, I'd say it's less meaningful in lyrics and more playful and meaningful in like the melodies.
In the melodies, yeah.
Exactly.
For real. Honestly, I can say the same thing. But at the same time, I feel like for the blog era, it could be, I'm not sure whether the blog era aged better. But also with the SoundCloud era, it's very hit or miss, I feel like. Because I feel like some of...
It really is.
Because Cardi, I have to admit, the first time I listened to music, well, I Am Music, I wasn't a fan. I'm going to be so honest. I was like, Because I feel like there was like too much.
Yeah.
But like after a while, once you get like those few very songs that you like, then it sticks. And it sticks very well. But... Yeah. You know what? We're going to talk about that more after because we're going to play your music. We're going to play your music, bro. This is about Cardi. It's about you, bro. So, yo. We're going to play Promise and Like Me by D-Money Rex, yo. Stick around, yo. 6090 to come up.
For your best friend, I promise that you count the bench. Yeah. Hold on, that number in my shirt. It look like a dream and it came out the dirt. Yeah, shoot out one like dirt. Yeah, water in the can on the skirt. Yeah, she just want to flirt. Yeah, I told her put in the work. Yeah, fucking, I spending no bread. Yeah, she want me spending her bread. If I done said it, she hurt. Give her this, said it hurt. She want me spending her purse. She want me spending her bird. Money I get in this world. Money longer, lose it right. I told the bill on me first. She told me right, she was right. Ain't tryna crash, cause I ain't got insurance. I'm running the miles, cause I got endurance. Hey, she talking money, fooling. Yeah. Fuck it, reckon I knew it. Yeah. I can show you how to do it. Show you how to get it a moolah. Counting it up like a tutor. Yeah, spending this shit on my jeweler. I promise I can get you lit. I promise I can get you lit. I probably shouldn't have for your girl. I probably shouldn't have for your sis. I probably shouldn't do what I did. Before you, I did what I did. Before you did it, what it is. Before you get it, how you live. You put up the whip and drip. I probably didn't know you exist. This a two-seater, can't do no lifts. This a two-seater, baby, she's in. She wants my horse on double, you in. I told baby, don't know no zin. I probably shouldn't fuck your best friend. I promise that you carry bench. Hold on, that in my shirt. It look like a dream and it came out the dirt. Yeah, shoot out one like dirt. Yeah, water in the can on the skirt. Yeah, she just want to flirt. Yeah.
Space to time. Hey, she like me, my fit. Hey, hey. me this morning. This way, I'm looking like Brown when I'm scoring. Snake, I know he just leveraged New York. Push it, I want me a Cuban in foreign. Who said getting money ain't never important? Ticks, we taking all of the risks. The whip, it came with a chick. Yeah, 50 all on the wrist. She's thinking with Rex, no calling it quits. Told her, don't call me just Ticks. Yeah, she came with a sis like a sis. Double the bit, I knew you was lying, you switch.
I can't tell the tag is a glitch. Look in the mirror, a star. I came with a juice like a bar. Running to rest like we about to run up a track. I'm taking it far. I'm in the bag, post it like it's a threat. Taking a mark.
Cinema Public, we offer a theatrical program made up of local films and international new releases, classics and little-known nuggets, as well as short films and family screenings. Our tickets are among the cheapest in Montreal, $10 for a regular entry, or $8 for students, children, and seniors. We also offer 6-ticket movie cards for even more savings. Come see us at Casa d'Italia, just across from Jean Talon Metro, and visit cinemapublic.ca to discover our programming. Le Cinema Public, for a lively cinema.
$16.90 to come up. We back at it again with D-Money Rex and the white boy with sauce. Yo, how you feeling, man?
Bro, we all really turned.
Yo, we all really turned, bro. It's a nice vibe. It's a bit quieter than usual out here in the studio. Usually we got like a million people in the studio, but it is Laurence's birthday, aka our camera girl sometimes. So happy birthday, Laurence. We got Miss Marissa Magnolia filling in for us. Shout out to her. Fine shit for real. Anyway, sorry. I embarrassed her. But yo, we were talking about Michael Jackson. Not in a weird way, but like we were talking about the movie Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm excited for it.
I'm excited for it. We all know we're watching it. Like,
oh, hell yeah, dude.
I see a lot of critics, which you people are allowed to have y'all thoughts and opinions, but we all know y'all finna be there in the theater. So.
100%, bro. Like, even if you're there to hate it, you're still making the movie money.
Exactly.
So they're probably gonna make a third.
Exactly.
A fourth, even, bro. I would love to see, Actually, I did watch it. It was like back in the day. It was the Jackson 5 movie.
Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't even know that.
I'm not sure if it was a movie or it was like a short or like a
documentary a type.
I just remember that they had a Joe Jackson.
Okay.
And he was just beating the shit out of like Tito or something. I don't know what was happening, but like I saw a reel of it today and I'm just like, oh shit, Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
But the second part, I wonder if they're probably gonna do the white era.
Oh, yeah, true.
Out of context, my fault.
Basically, we were just saying how like MJ had two eras. He had the black era and he had the white era, basically.
Yeah, but which one would you say was your favorite?
My favorite, to be honest, like
before or after the symbiote?
I can't say because Smooth Criminal was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Smooth Criminal was crazy, but when he first hit that moonwalk, too, you know what I'm saying? Like that's why I can't really compare it. I just like both. Me personally, I see them both as one. It's like two sides of the same coin, you know?
Exactly, bro. For real, like, it's the same person.
Exactly.
It's the same. He didn't really change up his sound much either, too. Which I respect that.
I feel like you can. His sound was just too perfect, like.
Exactly. And speaking of sounds being perfect, we were talking about the SoundCloud era versus the blog era.
Facts.
And you said that the SoundCloud era I think you said you favor more towards the SoundCloud era.
For
right?
sure.
100%. For sure. So let's just dive more in about that. So would you say your favorite artists are also your biggest influences?
Definitely.
Okay, cool.
Definitely.
Which ones would you say are like the most like
the most
impactful?
Influential? I grew up, I listened to like both, like I mentioned earlier, to the, what'd you call it again?
The blog era?
Yeah, the blog era and the SoundCloud era.
Yeah.
So I'll kind of give you like my most influential in like both, right?
All right, that's right.
So for the blog era, I don't know if you count this in the blog era, but Kanye West.
Fair. Well, blog era, Kanye was more early 2000s. That was, well...
I feel it though.
Yeah,
like, I wouldn't really consider a blogger. Like I told you, I'm not really too familiar with the blogger.
Yeah.
But I feel like Kanye wouldn't be in the 2016 era. That's why, like, you know what I'm saying.
I think what's unique about Kanye is that he changed his sound depending on the eras, which
Facts.
I think was really cool. He also broke my heart recently, Kanye. I don't know why he became a
Nazi. He broke a lot of people's heart.
I had to delete my Kanye playlist, bro. That's
crazy.
That took a lot of strength on my part.
Yeah.
I was going through it. But I feel like what's cool about Kanye back in the day, I don't really count Ye, to
yeah.
be honest.
Nah, I feel that.
Yeah.
I feel that.
And I think what's cool about him is that, especially like as soon as after graduation hit,
yeah,
everything else changed. Like his sounds were still like early 2000s were mostly like
really rapping
yeah. And it started off with also like autotune was a big thing, like especially mm-hmm. when we were T-Pain,
yeah,
and like I feel like so like that was the wave, and after the blog era showed up, and then after you have stuff like I'm not sure if I would count My Beautiful Dark. Yeah, well
that would be after the blog, right?
That would be more SoundCloud era.
Yeah.
Because you would have
more
like
sound, yeah.
Metro
mm-hmm.
and like a bunch of like those artists too.
Yeah.
And but like blog era would be like My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Yeah.
That would be like the very beginning.
Of the blog era.
I don't count Yeezus.
Well, what's your favorite?
My favorite Kanye? Yeah.
Favorite Ye album.
Oh man. Okay, for sure, I separate Kanye and Ye.
Okay.
Because my favorite Kanye album.
Yeah.
Kanye.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's definitely... It's between Graduation and Late Registration.
Okay.
Late Registration.
That's brazy.
Yo, I love the skits. I don't know why. Like, no one else likes the skits. I listen to the skits.
Yeah.
Make up, what's the worst? Kanye.
Yeah, those skits
Make
are
up, bro.
Funny.
It's funny
it's
as hell.
Funny, yo, for sure.
And I keep, like, sometimes I always, like, quote, like...
shout out Jamie Foxx, yeah.
For real, bro. We bro. We
yeah,
ain't got...
Yeah.
And no one understands. Like, I'm like, yo, what are you saying? I'm like, bro,
yeah.
Kanye. But my favorite Ye album... I like Donda. Well, actually... Donda, because there's a lot of filler on the album.
Yeah.
A lot of it could have been cut off.
Mm.
However, the ones that do shine. Remember the Drake
are
beef?
Crazy.
Remember when it was Drake
yep.
versus Kanye,
yep.
dude? Keep in mind, I like Certified Lover Boy a lot more.
Yeah.
But Donda was actually insane.
Donda was brazy.
Donda was crazy.
Donda was brazy. You gotta give credit what Curtis do.
Yo, for real.
That's
bro.
Why big shouts to Drake. For sure, he did. He went crazy on CLB.
He did. People hate
I'm
it.
I'm not really. I don't really be listening to Driz like that. But you gotta understand, he's a GOAT. You
100%.
Gotta understand.
Love
and,
him or hate him.
And I did have a phase where I did listen to him. Everybody has. He just has so much music where it's like, even if you say right now you don't listen to Drizzy, you had listened to him before. Like
it's
at
a
some
phase.
Point, it really is a phase. Like when he dropped, Start From The Bottom.
That's
I was
crazy.
There. I was bumping that.
That
so,
was insane.
That was crazy.
What a time to be alive.
Exactly. It
also,
really was.
Also, what a time to be
yeah.
alive. No, honestly, I feel like I kind of regret like when I got into Drake, because I feel like I could have gotten like into Drake before Views, because before Views, he wasn't as commercial.
Mm-hmm.
But when Hotline Bling came out.
Hotline Bling was really what
stop. Got
the whole world. I feel like it just made the whole world stop. And like
when my mom started saying, "Oh, I like this song," that's when I knew. Like, yo, 12-year-old me was like, "Yo, this is crazy."
Yeah.
But that whole album was crazy. But I didn't like it a lot because I'm like, "Oh, I heard this song so many times on the radio.
Yeah.
I don't want to listen to it." But there's so many like hidden gems on it. Like, I really like "Summer Interlude," "Summer's Over" interlude.
Yeah.
Like the whole thing was just crazy. But for Drake, my favorite. Wait, actually, what's your favorite Kanye?
Also,
album?
Too, would Drake be in the blog era or? Because he came up, he been in the game for 10 plus.
Yeah.
So, I'd put him, I feel like he'd be like the new version or new generation of Kanye. From my opinion. Like
new gen Kanye?
Like, he would be, like, if you go ahead and say, okay, who would be this generation's Kanye? I feel like it would be Drake.
I might disagree. Well, it depends, because are you looking at it lyrically or like in general? Because lyrically,
I'm looking at
100%.
Yeah, I wouldn't really say lyrically. I'm looking at it from like a career standpoint, from like being signed to like Lil Wayne, who was like the top dog back in the days, you know what I'm saying, in the game.
Back in the day.
To being able to change your sound throughout so much time and still resonate with the youth, so to say.
That's very true.
That's more like how I would see it.
The problem is, like, maybe Drake before all the Kendrick stuff happened.
Yeah.
But this new Drake, it's not that, like, I feel like his age is catching up to him.
I feel that.
And you can kind of tell, because, like, when you're pushing 40 and you're still trying to make the same club beats as you were in your early 30s and late 20s, it's not that it's hard to connect. You can he's still, in my opinion, I think he's still a better writer than Kanye.
Yeah.
And Kanye just washes him when it comes to production.
Okay.
And sanity too.
Yeah.
But when it comes to Drake, it's very hit or miss.
Yeah.
I feel like he needs to get back on his game. And also, hot take, I think the Kendrick things has been played off. It's
the, what do you mean, like Kendrick song?
Well not just Kendrick songs, like the beef, like,
oh, people, it's been going on for too long type.
They dragged it on. I feel
they
like
really did. But I feel like when two people are at it, like, the whole world's gonna stop and talk about it. It's kind of like, it's like the Curry and Bron, like,
yo,
them two, like, when you see it happen, it's like, I don't know how to explain it. It's like when the two best go at it, everybody just got to stop and talk about it. And it's going to be a topic for a long while.
If we start talking about basketball right here and now, bro, I'm going to start. This whole show is going to change into like.
Wait, first, we got a lot of topics.
We got to stick to one thing.
Yeah.
LeBron over Curry, though. Hey, not the point.
I'm with you on it.
But, We were talking about Drake, and Kendrick stuff.
Yeah,
I think what's interesting about the Kanye, Oh my God, Kendrick.
Yeah,
is before he came out and started doing the diss tracks on Drake, it was very, people didn't know who to pick, who to side with, and I think for a good portion of that beef, and I personally thought this, but Drake kind of did have the upper hand.
He definitely did.
Then he kind of like fell off with the last one that he did.
But I feel like Kata has mad support too. I feel like there's a thing too. I feel like, I don't know what it is, but I feel like when it comes to rap, some people tend to like hesitate before giving Drake his accolades.
What do you mean?
Know, like, as far as like Drake actually rap.
Yes.
Like rap.
He writes his stuff.
I just feel as though Kendrick has a different style of rapping that most people mess with more. Like more, especially people that grew up in the, or that really like the
West Coast.
Not really the era we were talking about.
Blog era?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like people from the blog era really, you know, like mess with Kendrick like heavy.
It's conceptual.
And it's understandable too. I feel like Drake just had a more deeper bag, which is why people didn't necessarily like, from the blogger and stuff, that's why people didn't necessarily mess with Drake when it came to rapping, like actually rapping.
100%. The way I see it is that even both artists, like, they shine in their own, like, retrospective. Kendrick Kendrick shines a lot more albums wise, like,
true,
for like a cohesive story.
True.
There's a beginning, there's
storytelling, yeah.
Storytelling, themes, being personal. Can you play it in the car with your boys driving to a club? Not really. The thing that makes Drake a lot more approachable and likable, I would use, even though those are pretty brave words on my part. Don't diss me. You can just put on any song from the album and it can be a vibe.
True.
It doesn't, you don't have to like listen to this song to understand what happened in the song before and or song after.
Yeah.
You can just play anything. And that's what made him, that's what makes him like still relevant to this day.
Exactly.
Kendrick too. Kendrick just comes out like a retirement whenever he feels like it.
Really does.
But he still cemented himself. And that's why I think a lot of the SoundCloud artists, they had a great, I feel like my hot take is that they all had a great start.
Yeah.
But they keep doing the same thing.
Yeah, they do.
The thing that, the thing with Cardi is that he really cemented himself as like always changing up his style, doing something different.
Yeah.
Rage. Crazy stuff.
Yeah.
I keep seeing a noticeable decline with Future specifically.
Future's music.
Yeah. Because I love Future.
Yeah.
I feel like the man when I play Future.
Yeah.
Lately, for some, like, the last album that he did with Metro, the second part.
Yeah. We still don't trust you.
I don't know. Like,
I understand it, bro.
I saw the age.
I understand it. I feel like, for me, because the way I see it, right, is I know definitely in that album, it was songs with Metro that they've been recorded, like, way back. I feel like, I'm not sure, but from the vibes I was getting with, like, you know, having like that being one of the breakout songs of the first part, a lot of it was surrounded with the Drake
100%. Beef.
And I feel like it kind of like overshadowed the content of the second album, because also with the name We Still Don't Trust You.
Yeah.
When I first listened to We Still Don't Trust You, it was kind of like slow, like, for me to get into the album, because the beats were slow, you know, like, it really like took me, like, I had to, you know, take a break from it, like, let it sit and come back to it like a different year. And I feel as though I was able to find the consistency within Future's delivery and his greatness, sort of say.
100%.
So I understand when people say, like, you could see the age. I'll probably say his music definitely doesn't sound the same, because I mean, I'm talking about the same as like Dirty Sprite 2, as like Future's Hendrix album, or like Future's Future album. Like, those definitely sound different. I feel like those were really like more of like grimy, more like, you know, like in the gutter, in the trap, you feel me?
100%.
I feel like now it's really more like, it's more mature. I don't know how to explain it. And I think that's what you mean by like, you can hear the age, if I'm not mistaken.
100%. No, like music music ages, like everything else. Art ages. So yeah. Like, at one decade it can sound like shit, or one decade it can sound really good.
Yeah.
And I feel like maybe it's because we're not used to it, but Future has also grew with his music,
for sure.
And I'm not sure if his fan base grew with it though.
I don't think so.
And that's the thing that like makes me like ask myself, like, okay, like, how long can you really keep doing this?
I feel that.
But despite that, it ain't about Future tonight. tonight's about you. And we got two more songs. Turn we got Boss and Lovesick. So, yo, stick around, yo. We finna play more D-Money Rex. See y'all soon.
Call me up if you need help. If I disappear, I go stealth. If I disappear, I go south. So, bitch, I put it in her mouth. Sit on me just like a couch. Told you, yeah. I need the pout. If it's a problem, let's figure it out. It's real. The dripper can run like a cloud. Yeah. This is shit, I thought you wouldn't find out. But fuck it, it is what it is. I should've called a timeout.
I'm in love with them drugs. Shawty love, she in lust. Having fun, my bitch fly like a gun. Nigga hot like the sun. I'm young, not dumb. Let it play what you want. Candy rest can't feel the thorn.
Dust off your boots, pour some sweet tea, and tune in to the freshest of folk, roots, indie, and more, along with some favorites of the past. The best of old and new meet together in The Alley every Friday at 11 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 AM.
Come celebrate Community Day at your local Cineplex Theater on November 15th, starting at 9 a.m. for a morning of free movies including Sing 2, Puss in Boots, The Last Wish, The Wild Robot, and Minions, The Rise of Gru. Concessions will be at $3 on select items, plus get a free play card to use on your favorite games in our Escape Entertainment Center before your film. All day long, $1 from every concession sale will go towards supporting the Boys and Girls Club Canada, who provide a safe, supportive space for children and youth during out-of-school hours. Please note that tickets will only be available at your local theater starting at 9 a.m. on the day of the event, on a first-come, first-served basis. Bon cinema!
Six and nine, and we back at it again. The come up, white boy with sauce, D Money Rex. Yo, how you feeling, man?
You did. We turned.
Yeah, we turned up, yo. So before we continue our awesome conversation, bro, we have the quote of the day, bro. You ready for this, bro?
Yeah, all right.
All right, bro. All right, let me ask you this, bro. So D Money Rex, what's the quote of the day?
So the quote of the day is, "What comes up, gotta come down."
That's basically what I had when I had Chipotle, yo.
That's crazy.
For real, yeah, that was horrible.
That's actually crazy.
That was really bad. But yo, for real, dude.
The quote of the day.
That is the quote of the day. I would still eat Chipotle all over again, though.
Real.
Dude, that's so real. Good. But off the mic, we were talking about shows, bro. We were talking about what else can inspire or influence. And we're talking about anime.
Yeah.
Yo. Boondocks, bro.
Fire.
The best thing to come out of Adult Swim, 100%.
Fire. That's the only. I feel like Boondocks, maybe like Adventure Time. But I wasn't really into Adventure Time like,
bro,
that. I was
come
more into
along
what's the
way.
What's the show with like
Gumball?
Yeah,
yo.
I was more into that than Adventure Time. I ain't gonna hold y'all. Like Adventure Time was cool though. I feel like it had crazy like
the world
was just crazy. Like the Adventure Time world was crazy.
Dude, it's got some insane
life. And the intro was crazy too.
Yo, for real, Adventure Time, come on, yeah. My friend.
Yeah,
dude, I was with when the show ended. I was in sec 3 and me and my boys, we were in math class and we just watched it and my friend just started crying.
That's crazy.
Cause it was emotional.
The last episode type,
dude. It was, bro. Everyone's yeah. dead and shit. Like yeah. It got me fucked up, bro. But Boondocks is the best. There's also Black Dynamite.
Never heard of it.
It's the same creator as the Boondocks.
Is it? I think I've seen it before though.
You've probably seen clips of it.
It's a black show, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I heard of it.
They did like an episode on Michael Jackson where he's just moonwalking.
Yeah, I've seen it.
But
that was fun. That was funny.
It was great.
That was funny for real.
But when it comes to actual anime, I haven't. Smokey, shout out to Smokey, who's been putting me on Dragon Ball Z. The only anime that I've really been locked in on, actually, there's two. The first one doesn't really count. Avatar.
Yeah.
Last Airbender. Crazy.
Those are more like cartoons.
That is very cartoon, but.
But they're just as good. Especially like let me. I'll be the one to tell you, Avatar: Last Airbender is a top show.
The best show of all time.
Like me personally,
100%.
If people say that, I can't argue.
It's hard to disagree.
It's hard to disagree. And especially if you look at the ratings too, they probably had like crazy ratings.
They still do.
Crazy ratings.
Did you watch the live action?
No, I'm not big on that because the first movie did me dirty, bro. The first really? Yo, if y'all know, bro, if y'all watched the first movie, y'all know what I'm talking about.
Like, that was the
they
worst
should just
movie
stop
I've ever
doing
seen.
Live. Everything that has to do with Avatar, like just keep it like cartoon, bro. Don't try to do all that.
Cause here's the thing, here's some crazy lore actually. There's a guy in my high school. His name is Tayo. Shout out to Tayo, who's actually in the live action.
That's crazy.
But here's the other thing, and I say this wholeheartedly. Please don't get me fired from this. It's kind of ass. I'm not gonna lie. I did not like it.
That's crazy.
It was, dude, he doesn't waterbend.
Yeah, no way.
I swear to God, he doesn't waterbend.
That's so weird.
Because the first season had... Okay.
So what does he bend? Just air?
Just air.
That's so weird.
And
bro.
Like, it's supposed to be book
does he,
one.
Does he... I'm saying in book one, that's the first element.
Exactly.
I mean, the second, because he's already airbender.
Yeah,
right?
So. And... I have to admit, the way they did the introduction, though, was pretty cool. They showed off the first episode is about the... Oh, my God. I'm having a blank. The death of the air nomads.
Yeah.
And you see them literally fighting for their lives against the Fire Nation.
Yeah.
And it was kind of cool.
Yeah.
It was pretty... Okay. There were some parts where, like, oh, God, this guy's getting literally incinerated. This okay. is crazy. But... He doesn't bend water at all. And you know what? Because I thought this was a problem with like the episodes. There's only like 8 episodes.
Yeah.
The first season for Avatar, OG Avatar, had like 20.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, well maybe it was just like a timing issue. No, because there's even more screen time.
Okay.
Compared to the other episodes, the other episodes are like 20 minutes long.
Yeah.
These ones are like 48.
Okay.
So they had no excuse.
Yeah, they really had no excuse.
It's bad. Like, it was just, it felt like a lifeless, it felt like a Smosh
parody. Yeah, I feel it.
And that pissed me off.
I feel it.
And you know what? They even did my other favorite anime, Dirty. Netflix did this shit. Cowboy Bebop.
I've never watched that.
No.
What's that about? I've heard about it before, but okay. I don't know what it's about.
Because, okay, maybe because I'm biased. But my favorite type of anime is like retro style anime, like 90s anime, where like the aesthetic feels different.
I like those.
I love it. I think the
those
aesthetic
are the best aesthetics.
It's the best. It's like Akira aesthetics.
Yeah.
You ever watch Akira?
No, I never watched Akira.
You're missing out. There's like the plot sucks, but the vibes make the whole. Not the point. Cowboy Bebop is basically set in the future, where it's like. There's like bounty hunters and stuff, and they colonize Mars and all the other planets.
Yeah.
And there's not like a like an actual story. Every story is like a different bounty, okay. But it also leads up to something greater. There's only one season.
Okay.
Thank God, because it ended amazingly. But every episode's a different bounty, and every episode is just like a different adventure in space or some stuff. But it's very well written. It's honestly very, very cool. It's the same. The creator's the same one who did Samurai Champloo.
Oh. Yeah, I watched that. I didn't finish it, but I watched that. I loved it.
I loved the first episode.
Yeah.
It's crazy. The guy dressed up as a woman.
I was
lying. But, yeah, you know, so, like, anime in general has also been, like, a very big topic here on the show.
Yeah.
Love anime. Love everything about it.
Some people might go their whole lives without watching anime. I feel like...
It gets a bad rep.
It really does, but at the same time, it's like... You know what I'm saying? Don't judge a book by its cover.
Exactly. It's art.
After a certain type of age, you got to be able to, like, understand that. Because some people just don't really understand that, and that's what stops them from experiencing stuff.
100%. And I feel like it also depends what they're seeing. Because I feel like the first thing that comes to your mind when you say anime, it might be some, maybe Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
Might be some weird shit. Like
there's
like,
a lot of yeah.
There's a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird stuff in anime, but I feel like one thing that people need to take into consideration too, it's a whole different culture. Anime exactly. itself, like even in, I feel like the Japanese culture is just so, I wouldn't say dramatic, but like overly. Everything is just like overly expressed.
Yeah,
everything. So,
so
it's
much
like
emotion.
Once you understand that, you're able to appreciate it. And then once when you see it, it's not cringe. It's not cringe no more. It's more like you just understand the culture.
Exactly. And it also depends on what you're watching. Because you know what? My grandmother loves Studio Ghibli movies.
Studio what?
Studio Ghibli. You ever watch Spirited Away? No.
Oh, I've watched that.
Yeah?
I've watched
thank
that.
Thank God. Dude, I was getting nervous.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God.
No, I've watched that.
Amazing movie.
But there's no audio in that movie, right?
No, there is.
There is?
Yeah. What are you watching?
I might be tripping. Because the thing is, I watched it like at school type.
You watched it with no sound?
Nah, there was. That's what I'm saying. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if there was a. I'm not sure if there was audio, but basically, this is one thing I remember about the movie, right? There's a tunnel, right? There's like a tunnel that leads you to like a spirit world, right?
It's not Spirited Away. Spirited Away is about this like little girl. She moves into like a new place.
Oh, that's not the movie we're talking about?
Nah.
What are you talking about?
Okay, there's a movie called, it's called Spirit Away from Studio Ghibli. I think you might be talking about a different movie.
Okay, then we didn't watch it. I don't think I watched it then.
Studio Ghibli's like, you ever see that one picture of like this girl with like a ghost, and like the ghost has like, it's like a black ghost with like a white mask or something. There's like
Scream?
Kind of. If I pull up a photo, hold up, you might recognize it. Hold up to all the viewers. Oh shit, we got 5 minutes. Hold up.
Spirit. Studio Ghibli. That's the name of the movie?
No, that's the name of the company.
Okay.
Spirit Away. It's like this. I don't know if you've ever recognized it.
Nope.
You're missing out. You got crazy. It's crazy.
That's crazy.
Anyways, enough about that. We got 6 minutes, no, 4 minutes left actually. So yeah, before we end it off, what else can we expect from you? Will there be any new projects soon? Any new songs soon?
Bro, I've been in the studio like every week. Not even every week, but
regularly
when I feel like it, and that's often. So right now I'm working on my tape. I'm about to drop another tape.
Ooh.
This upcoming month, December. Don't quote me, because you know what I'm saying. I'm on my own time, man. I'm on my own time, but
it's a marathon, not a sprint. Right?
Exactly,
100%.
Basically, y'all can stay tuned. I'm definitely gonna get y'all a single before, you know what I'm saying, the end of this year. That's for sure.
That's perfect, bro.
Other than that, I'm having another show soon.
Oh, for a when?
The 20th of December.
I'll be there.
So that's gonna be vibes, like. Really, I love performing. I'm really like a turn type of dude. Like, I like turn up.
I gotta see that for myself, bro. For real, I gotta see you perform, because I feel like your songs live go.
I'm telling you, like, hard. And I feel like too, when it comes to like performances, some people don't take it serious. I feel like performance is really the icing on the cake, like 100%. The cherry on top, especially as an artist. So yeah, that's really what I got going on. Like, music. I'm working on music. My next tape. You know what I'm saying?
Can we
and performing.
An album soon?
You can expect the album soon. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say I'm more in the tapes right now. Like,
that's cool.
Because I got so many songs, like, curating an album, like, to make an album for. I like to take my time, like, and really give people a body of art. So,
to really bake it.
Exactly. Make it timeless.
Make it timeless. That would be an insane name for the album, low-key. Yeah. Make it timeless.
That'd be crazy.
But, yo. Low-key, man, this was a great time having you, bro. Like, so happy that we finally had you on the show after months of waiting, bro.
Happy to be here.
Of course, bro. Yo, so this is 1690 The Come Up. White Boy with Sauce here with D-Money Rex. Catch him performing live December 20th. Where?
We don't know yet.
We don't know yet, but we finally promote it. We're also going to be promoting our own event next week, November 28th. Reggie's Bar. Be there, because you know what? It's going to be amazing. But it's also going to be just as amazing as December 20th, D-Money Rex, yo. Catch you outside, yo. See you on the flip side. White Boy with Sauce, D-Money Rex. The Come Up, 1690. Yes, sir. Peace out, yo.
Traveling out into deeper water, out into the sea, where you can no longer see the land, very far away from the shore. Traveling 2 days and maybe more, out on the windy beach, deep in the craggy rock, and into the heart of things, into the heart. Dark gray and camouflage, patiently hiding on the beach, a rust-laden sigh.